take this opportunity to thank the sponsor of this episode, Raise Energy. Raise offers a zero sugar, no crash guaranteed product with many different flavors. They're not promising magic in a can or a miracle potion, and they're retailing for under $30 per case, while the big name brands are charging upwards of $35 or even more per case. If you're interested in trying out their product and giving us a little bit of that kickback from your purchase, use the link in the episode description and use our code, capital letters here, WCFBTS, for a 15% off discount at your checkout. Once again, that is WCFBTS for a 15% off at checkout. Thank you, Raise Energy, for sponsoring this episode and the continued support of our show, and I hope you listeners indulge yourself and get yourself a nice, clean energy drink.
Body, welcome back to another episode of We Came From Beneath the Sea. As always, I'm your host, Bailey.
And I'm Zach.
And I'm Brandon.
It's Memorial Day.
Correct.
Well, the day of recording. It's kind of, yeah. I'll probably release it night of, just to get it out there for y'all.
Yeah, but we're a little late, but it's okay.
Listen, better late than never, okay?
Holiday
with
weekend.
With the gas prices being this high, this is just, this is what we could do, okay?
Yeah, we had a little cookout today. Made some steak.
Yeah.
Some mac and cheese.
Uh-huh.
So quit you bitching.
Some kern.
Got taters and
shit.
Your dad came over.
But yeah, we've been having a good day. We're going to do this. I'm going to throw the episode on my laptop. Then we're going to play some fucking Mario Party.
Correct.
I got my ass handed to me in Nintendo Switch Sports by my lady.
Yeah, Jenna handed you each and every ass whooping in almost every sport.
I'm dating the most competitive woman fucking ever.
Bailey almost popped a blood vessel.
I think I did. Yeah, pig squealed a little bit.
Yeah, it was like flashback.
Y'all looking for a vocalist who can do a pig squeal? I just did a pretty goddamn good one in there.
It was like flashbacks to when we used to play duck game all the time.
Oh, dude, I would fucking shit a brick.
Because like Bailey like normally he lost.
Would just scream.
Now I bully a 6-year-old when I play it.
To make himself feel better.
Nah, dude, that 6-year-old, he tries real hard. He gets me every now and again.
Might have to come out of retirement.
Uh-oh. But,
what have y'all been up to?
Not working.
Busy. Wedding shit.
Yeah.
Running errands. Crack.
What the fuck happened? Oh, I fucking almost cut the tip of my toe off. We're not going to get into that, though.
He said the tip of his penis.
Yeah, I cut the tip of my penis off. Fuck.
No, that's some real.
No,
he comes waddling up to
us. I don't want to get into details, but I got into a fight with a lawnmower and the lawnmower won, and it broke the tip of my toe and almost took the tip completely off. So
he just walks up to Brandon and I. We're just like, what happened? He goes, he shot my dick off.
He shot my dick off.
The lawnmower took my cock.
But, yeah, I mean, I spent a lot of. I have some regrets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have got a few.
Dumbass.
I know. Yeah, I've already beat myself up for it, so don't be fucking killing me about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Aside from just playing Evil Dead, the game, every here and there when everybody's available.
Which is very, very slim to none nowadays.
Yeah. I don't like playing with randoms because they're
fucking
all...
fucking hate.
They're all mean as fuck.
Dude, I played one random match. Excuse me. And they didn't speak any English.
Oof.
So I'm like, the pages!
I've actually had pretty good luck with randoms. I played a game maybe a couple nights ago, and these guys, like, they were playing together.
Oh,
you could
yeah.
tell. And they were, like, mapping out. Like, one guy was driving, the other guy was navigating. Like, it was awesome.
Well, you see.
It was a really good game.
You're good at it. I had to play it. I got to play it 2 weeks after it came out, so I was just kind of like thrown in.
I'm okay at the game. I mean, I'm not a fucking pro like some of these streamers and shit are.
So like when I play with randoms, they're going to be very mean.
I can hold my own.
I'd say.
When I do Henry the Red, bro, I'm fucking on that shit.
I'm playing a lot of Army of Darkness Ash because he's disgusting.
I've been leveling up Evil Dead 1 Ash just because of the fear management. It's kind of a big factor of the game.
I've been working on leveling up Pablo.
As Brandon likes to say, Pedro.
Pedro.
Well, that's what Bruce Campbell says, too, in the show.
Pedro.
So, because, you know, ha-ha, and racist.
I love the episode when he's sitting there talking to Pablo, and he's like, and after this, we can go get churros. And it's not because you're Mexican.
Pablo's like, yeah. Oh. But I've been watching tons of, like, Bar Rescue. It's so fucking good.
John Taffer, huh?
John Taffer.
Shut it down!
It's basically hell. It's basically kitchen nightmares, but with bars. You know.
Some of these fucking bar owners, though, I feel like a lot of this isn't scripted. They're just shitty bar owners.
They're just that dumb.
Yeah, they're that stupid.
I think the actual, where they go and remodel, like, people's bars, I think that's real. It's just for the show, they have to script it. You know what I'm saying? To make it entertaining. But yeah, like, the owners will be like, fuck you, John Taffer. I'm not working for you.
And then by the end of the episode, they got tears in their eyes. They're like, thank you, John.
Yeah, and then they'll do, like, the how they've been, you know, and it's like so and so changed the name back to the shit eating fucking barrel of piss, and the business sales went down like 50% or something.
Oof.
And the owner's like, yeah, I really like this name. I think it's much better than the one that dickhead John Taffer gave us and everything.
John Taffer's a fucking little goblin. Yeah. A goblin.
He's a greasy.
His voice
guy.
Just like pisses me off. Shut it down.
Yeah,
that's somebody's daughter.
He looks like a goblin.
Yeah,
he looks like the fucking Goblin King from The Hobbit.
You hear them in there?
Yeah.
I also watched this documentary about grindcore called Slave to the Grind. I know nobody really gives a shit, but
hell yeah, brother.
It just talks about, like, the origin of grindcore and, like, some of the controversies that's happened over the years. Like, Seth Putnam from Anal Cunt being, like, a very, like...
Anal who?
It's a band. They're called
Anal Cunt.
They're called Anal Cunt. And Seth Putnam is just, like, a fucking huge asshole who does, like, what are they called? The Hitler salutes or whatever they're called.
The Nazi salute?
Yeah. He does those at... Well, he's dead now, but he did those at his shows all the time, and... He would, like, start shit with other band members and...
Well, this machine kills fascists. So.
Wow. Yeah. So, it was cool. It was cool. I liked it.
I've been meaning to watch that found footage documentary on Shudder. I just haven't gotten to it yet. I got my own Shudder subscription back. I've been mooching off Brandon for the last, like, 6 months.
I think I forgot to mention last week, I watched Popcorn. They put that on Shudder.
Popcorn. Was it good?
Oh, dude, it's fucking great.
It's on my list to watch.
1991... Kind of a slasher, but it's...
Dude, I have so many fucking things to catch up on Shudder. Like, there's so many good movies out there that I just haven't had time to fucking watch.
I want to watch.
You would like Popcorn.
Is it a slasher?
Yeah. It's kind of a slasher. But they like, basically... Let me give you, like, a brief, like, without spoiling anything. So, like, these, like, college kids who are, like, in film school or whatever, they're in, like, a film class, basically. Mm-hmm. They go to, like, this, like, movie theater that's about to be closed down, and they're going to have, like, a big movie night so that they can keep their class funded or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they show, like, three movies, and the movies are made up.
Okay. Okay.
Like, they're not, like, actual movies, so it's not, like, actually being meta to our world. But, like, the movies are pretty funny. Like, there's one, I think it's just called The Mosquito, and it's about a giant mosquito. And, you know, like...
I love it.
In the old days where, like, William Castle would have, like, shit to fuck with people in the theater.
Yeah, he had, like, skeletons on, like, zip lines and
shit. So they had a giant mosquito on a zip line. And then there was another one called The Stench where they had the Aromarama thing.
Bro, William Castle, that's a fucking... Good on you.
The third one's like the Electrified Man, and they shock people's seats and shit because that's what they actually did for one of his movies. But yeah, like there's like a killer who can like shapeshift, basically.
Oh, that's kind
of
cool.
Really?
He can't shapeshift. He makes like molds of people's faces that he's killed and shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it's like identical.
Mm-hmm. Does he wear them? Like the faces?
That's whoa.
It's got some recognizable people. Like Dee Wallace is in it.
Oh, okay.
Plays,
I like
the
her.
Mom, but she doesn't have like a very big role. And then I can't remember her name. She's in Dream Child. She's the girl who likes diving in Dream Child.
I know who you're talking about.
I don't know the answer.
Is it Dream Child or Dream Master?
It's Dream Master.
Yeah, I think that's Master. It's been a hot minute.
It's Dream Master because Dream Master is the one that has all the friends in it. Like, there's a friend group in it.
Yeah.
Dream Child doesn't really have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's she's in one of those, basically. You'll know her once you see her.
Yeah.
Because you'll be like, oh, yeah, she's like the girl who liked diving. And she sounds exactly the same.
Yeah, Freddy tries to drown her in the shit water, and then she gets saved by Allison, right? That's the old girl's name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really liked that, and I think it's still on Shudder. If it is, y'all should definitely try to watch it, because it's pretty cool. Like, it's kind of cheesy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, when everything was, like, said and done, I was like, man, that movie had no right to be that good.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? But yeah, that's about it.
I know there's like three big things on Shudder I want to watch because it's on my list. Alligator is one. I need to watch Alligator.
That's on Shudder?
Yeah, I thought they put that on for June, or they're going to for June. I thought I saw it anyway. I'll have to double check
that. Is that like a Jaws ripoff?
Yes and no.
Kind of. It takes place in New York City, and it's like a alligator in the sewers.
Yes.
Big and it's like a big ass out because they're like. It, like, falls in, like, radiation, you know, typical shit, you know, but...
I hear Alligator's fucking awesome, though. Yeah. I need to check that out. The Cleansing Hour is a movie on there that I need to check out that looks cool.
Yeah.
It's like they fake demonic possessions and they film it, but then the one time they don't fake
real.
It. Yeah.
Oh, so the wardens.
Yeah.
They're like, no, sir, you're not mentally insane. You're possessed by a demon.
Yeah, you're possessed by a demon.
We know this. Trust us. Yes. We know.
We're professionals.
Yeah.
And then there's a blood vessel.
Oh, yeah.
That's got, like, vampires on, like, a Nazi ship. That looks cool.
Yeah. There's one on there that I'm kind of interested but also kind of hesitant to watch. It's called The Sadness.
Yeah. Mm.
It's a Thailand movie, I believe.
Mm.
And it's, like, it makes you think, like, based on the advertising, it makes you think it's, like, a zombie movie.
Yeah.
But from what I hear, it's kind of like 28 Days Later, where it's, like...
I've seen trailers for that
it's
on
like
YouTube.
It's, like, a sickness
movie. They're, like, infected people.
Yeah. I thought it was Korean.
But a lot of people said that it's, like, kind of... I'm pretty sure it's Thailand.
Oh, I don't know.
Or maybe,
yeah, it looks interesting, for sure.
But a lot of people say it's controversial because there's, like... rape or something in it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
No fun.
One other thing. I need to catch up on fucking Creepshow.
I haven't even seen any Creepshow.
I've seen like maybe 4 or 5 episodes.
I think it's a fun show.
Really the only thing I've watched that really is related to the show. I watched the first episode of Stranger Things season 4.
Mm-hmm.
And there's good shit in it. There is. I'm genuinely surprised how well the first episode is.
It looks really cringe.
Like, the first episode is solid.
Yeah.
I was surprised. Like, it took me back. Dude, the fucking, the villain of this season, like, I'm not going to say nothing, that guy looks fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah?
Like.
See, it's rumored that that's Robert Englund.
Strong.
I know he's in the show.
I'll just say strong Nightmare on Elm Street vibes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's good, then. I've heard that this is the scariest season so far.
Yeah.
But isn't this like the penultimate? Isn't season 5 going to be the last season?
I think so.
Yeah, I believe that's what they said. But this season has like, I think 2 or 3 more episodes coming out in July.
Volume 2.
Because it's a 2-parter. And those episodes are going to be like 2 hours long.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a disappointment. Because like, why do they need to be that long?
Yeah, I don't need like, two-hour movies on.
Well, at least with those, long you can pause whenever you want and come back to them. It's not like, you know, you're at a movie theater and you got to restart every time.
My problem is with shows like that, like whether it's an hour long or like an hour and a half long episode, like I have to watch it all the way through.
Yeah.
Well, I can.
They're starting to normalize like hour plus long shows. And I'm like, can you like not? Can they be like 45 minutes?
Prefer like 30-minute, maybe 45-minute episodes.
Yeah, I saw somebody talking shit about David Harbour. Well, they were making a joke, but he like took it as they were talking shit because he like responded to it. If I had a nickel every time David Harbour played a guy in Russia with a surrogate daughter, I'd have 2 nickels, which isn't that much, but it's weird that it happened twice.
He'd have 2 nickels.
And he was like, he acted like the dude was talking shit about it. I'm like, it's just something somebody noticed, bro. Shit.
Yeah.
It's the second time you've done something like that, so.
Yeah, to be fair.
Black Widow and this, obviously. This is the reference.
Oh, another thing I've been watching, Love, Death, and Robots on Netflix.
I've heard good things.
Y'all have not watched that. Y'all need to get on that.
Dude, I just.
It's a really good show.
I wait so long to watch shit.
On Netflix?
On Netflix.
Yeah, it's an anthology
it's
over there.
They're all 15-minute episodes. and none of them connect. There's one story that connects, and it's like a goofy one. Like, it doesn't, not anything serious.
Is it like the Crypt TV stuff? I don't know if you've seen that.
Kind of, yeah. I love that channel, by the way. Yeah.
They got some controversy earlier this year.
They did?
Yeah, because they were talking about going to NFTs, and like they lost like all they. I believe like because they were in good, with like Dead Meat, and like Dead Meat dropped them because of that.
Yeah,
like they were like, yeah, we're not like going to be working with y'all going forward because like NFTs are like bad for like the environment or something.
Yeah, when you're mining like Bitcoin and shit.
Yeah.
To my knowledge, I'm not an expert. But you just, there's a lot of electronic waste when it comes to that stuff.
And yeah, they wanted to use like NFTs for like some project that they were doing.
I think I'm just ignorant to what that is. What is an NFT?
It's pretty much a piece of digital art that you pay.
It's the dumbest shit ever.
But once you buy that, you own it. No one else owns it.
Huh. Yeah, and like if somebody wants to own it, they have to pay like $500 for it or some shit.
Huh.
Or it's, more.
Yeah, or millions. More. I think you can control the price or
like,
something.
I've heard that term going around, but I have no
idea
what that is.
It means non-fungible token.
Because you want to know why it's the dumbest shit ever? Because somebody could fucking screenshot the NFT you own.
Yeah, but they don't get the money investment.
So what? They got it.
I mean, I really don't give a fuck about NFTs.
Yeah.
But I'm also not, you know, a subject matter expert about it either. But
I don't know jack shit about it. I can't really
All I know is that it's very, like... According to a lot of people, it's like very, it's like, like people are very mixed on it.
Yeah,
I've seen more bad than I've seen good.
I really don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I think they're honestly going to die out.
That kind of sucks because like, I like Crypt TV. I like what they do over there.
Not Crypt TV. I mean like NFTs.
No,
I think.
I get what you meant. I'm just saying like that. Hearing that kind of sucks. Like, because I really like their stuff.
But yeah, Chelsea, like she announced on Twitter that they weren't going to be working with them anymore. Because, like, James was on an episode.
Yeah, he was in a series. He was in a series that was on their channel.
Yeah, he was on their shit. And, yeah, when they saw that, they were like, yeah, we're not going to be working with y'all anymore.
That sucks.
So, I don't know if they're still going through with NFTs or what, but...
Yeah.
They might have been like, okay, we heard what y'all had to say, we won't do it, or...
Yeah.
Maybe they're still committed to it, but...
Yeah, who knows?
Don't know, and I kind of fell off Crypt TV a long time ago.
Well, I just remember getting on Twitter one morning and people were just grilling their asses about it, and then I saw Chelsea's tweet and I was like, oh my god, what the fuck.
Yeah, it's a whatever for me. I mean
just like out of all of YouTube, and Dead Meat doesn't count in this, but like out of all of YouTube, like a strong horror community, like they had a very strong one. Like they had their own original content and everything. Like
they had their own
going.
IPs.
Yeah, it was like having a mini Shudder on YouTube.
Yeah. Mm. So.
Yeah.
So that kind of sucks. Hopefully that gets sorted out and they get it figured out.
Yeah.
But yeah, not everything up top.
That's everything I got.
I didn't do shit. I've just been trying to fucking nurse my toe back to health. But. Today,
the town that dreaded
sundown. We
the fucking town.
We're getting into some true crime shit today.
Yeah. So
talk.
Isn't there a true crime podcast on the network?
Yeah.
What is it?
Reverie true crime.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Hosted by Paige.
Paige, she's awesome.
Maybe she'll listen to this episode. I'm not sure.
Maybe she'll do an episode if she hasn't already. Oh boy. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Excuse me. You guys didn't hear that, but I burped. Anyway,
your dad.
So, after World War II, you know, everything's coming back to normal, and we're in a town called Texarkana, and from...
You know, Rosanna lives there, down in Texarkana.
in Mexico.
Wanted me to push her broom.
Oh, okay. Go off. That all you got?
That's all I got.
Okay.
It's like, all right. I don't know the rest
so
of it.
So for a 10-week period down in Texarkana, which is a border town between Texas and Arkansas, there's two sides, the Arkansas and Texas side.
Yep.
From February 22nd to May 3rd, 1946, this dude, no one knows who the fuck he was because he never got caught.
He just showed up and blowed up.
Yep, straight up. Drop top. He attacked one couple. and then started murdering a bunch more. He killed 8 people. And 63% death rate.
That's crazy. In the movie.
Or no, he killed 5. There were 8 victims.
Yeah, I was about to say, in the movie, he only killed like 5 people.
Yeah. But yeah, he was dubbed the Phantom Killer. Which honestly, for a killer name, that's actually pretty cool.
Bro, could you just imagine? He looks like the Green Phantoms from Scooby Doo. He's got like the chains and the orange mouths.
Ruh-roh, Raggy.
I just remember, like, yeah, I remember like the '60s Scooby Doo when they would show up and you would just hear the chains rattling before he saw him.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, "Oh shit,
it's about to go down." But yeah, so he attacked this one couple, the first, and he the dude thought it was a prank at first. He's like, "You got the wrong guy.
You're not that guy, pal."
He indeed did not have the wrong guy.
Turns out, he was that guy.
Like, don't get me wrong, it's a realistic performance.
She broke the fucking audio.
Yeah, I was like, God damn.
So I was watching this early this morning. Jenna was still asleep, and I had this on, like, very low. We had the fans on, so it was loud in the room anyway. But it was on, like, 20.
You just had
and she was like, turn it down. I'm like, I can't.
They keep screaming.
This bitch is loud. I can't.
She's breaking the audio equipment.
I can't. They keep screaming.
But so they attacked this dude and his girlfriend, 25 and age 19, which isn't that bad. We're going to get to one of these couples, and it's like it's bad.
17 and 29.
Yeah, bro.
It's real bad.
Ooh, God. But,
that's a whole 12-year age difference.
So he pulls the dude out of the car and tells him to take his pants off. And he pistol whips him so hard, the chick he was with thought he got shot.
Oh,
the guy
shit.
Hit so hard and fractured his skull.
Is that like the real events or in the movie?
Because
in the movie, I was like, wait a minute.
This is the real deal.
Wait a minute. He just pulls him out of the car.
And they both went separate directions, but they got found later that morning. And he just walked away, you know. Nobody saw what he looked like.
He grabbed his dick and disappeared into the dark.
So March 24th, which was about a month later, he first double murder. Richard Griffin, age 29, and his girlfriend Polly Moore, age 17.
Jesus.
Yikes. They were found dead by a passing motorist.
What is his name, Griffin?
Richard Griffin.
Richard Griffin, my guy.
Well, this is also it's different time.
I know, but
different
still,
time.
It's still
kind of stupid,
it's
you
fucked.
Know?
But,
my guy, there had to have been hot 29-year-old.
The cops kind of picked up that they were, he was spotting lover's lanes, which, who the fuck goes to a lover's lane? Not nobody anymore. Those
that was,
really,
like, very popular back in the day.
I know.
In the
You had your own designated place to
fuck.
That was all there was to do back
then. All they had to do was play fuck games and die, okay?
You like drive up to the lover's lane, you get frisky,
you get
and
shot.
Then you get brisky.
Cheeky bricky.
Then you get pistol whipped in the face.
So yeah, they died. Griffin got shot twice. And then the woman got shot in the back.
So like,
damn.
Does the real tell, like, and the real reports, does he like bite people like he does in the movie?
I don't believe so.
Because they were like, he doesn't, like, rape them.
Chewed
he just him. Bites the
yeah,
shit out of
them. On
him. Yeah. He just bites and chews them.
And then April 14th, which, you know, less than a month later, second double murder. Sunday, April 14th, Paul Martin, age 17, and Betty Booker, age 15, were found in a park. And then they found blood on the other side of a fence. So he ran away and got shot. Four
Damn.
Times. And then Booker's body was found almost 2 miles away behind a tree. And her body indicated that she actually got pretty far away.
Damn!
Yeah. But, yeah. And then May 3rd, the fifth murder, Virgil Starks and his wife, Katie, were sitting in their home, and Virgil got shot and slumped over, and she noticed that, and then she tried to call the cops, and she got shot in the jaw, and it
Damn.
Shattered her jaw and her teeth. And she ran over to her neighbor's house and started, like, banging on the door and shit. And this, she survived.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the neighbor shot a shotgun into the air and summoned another neighbor and kind of scared him off.
Damn.
But she lived, and then he was never seen again after that.
Damn.
Which is weird. You know, it kind of just, you know, what up? And then peace.
Yeah.
Real quick.
He got scared.
Yeah, he a bitch. I don't know.
He a little bitch.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah. This movie, like, plays kind of like Texas Chainsaw.
Wait.
Almost.
There's more.
It's sort of like a documentary.
Wow. So I'm pretty sure Charles B. Pierce, the guy that made this, is from... Oh, no, he was born in Indiana.
Oh, nice.
Hammond, Indiana.
Oh.
But 30 years after the events, he made this movie.
Nice.
Yes.
That's kind of cool.
Yep.
76 or 77 is when this came out.
Yep. And then this month, you know, we're in the last day of the month, but, you know, it's an anniversary. It's the anniversary month of it.
That's crazy.
So it came out December 24th, 1976.
So 80 years later.
Budget was $400,000.
Wow.
Well, 84? Or no.
Box office was $5 million.
Oh, so it wasn't
for 76.
That did pretty good.
Oh, okay. Well, what did you say the budget was?
$400,000.
Okay, yeah,
That's pretty good.
So I like the beginning of the movie. You know, they kind of show like Texarkana and stuff. And it's like, the story you're about to watch is true. Only the names have changed. He's wanted! Dead or alive!
Anyway. Rosanna is in Texarkana.
I swear to God.
To push her broom.
Will you fucking not?
Sweet Eileen's an Abbey.
So, we get there, and, you know, it sets the scene. And, you know, there's some dramatizations in the movie, obviously. You got to do that to keep it interesting. But, so, it starts out, it's like, you know, the Texarkana's getting back to normal after World War II. You know, everyone's getting married, building houses and shit.
Yep.
And then we see the first attack. We see the couple get attacked. The dude doesn't get told to take his pants off, though.
And she's like, wee-ha! And my TV's exploding.
Straight, yeah. There's fucking napalm coming out the back.
Yep.
But, she was loud.
The spider that was in your TV fucking disintegrated.
Yeah, he said, got Thanos'd. But, you know, it shows the attack, and it comes to the next morning, and she's found. And then we get the cop, Deputy Ramsey, who reports that both victims are alive. Then he tells Sheriff Barker to come meet him at the hospital.
Yeah.
Jesus, I'm sweating so bad. Anyway, here's where it is. Linda wasn't raped, but her back, stomach, and breasts were heavily bitten. Literally chewed. That's a quote from the movie.
Jesus.
Oh. Yeah. And then you're at the police station. They're like, what do they look like? And the doctor's like, she's fucking asleep. She's so hopped up on morphine right now.
Can you imagine your, like, goddamn nipple being chewed off?
Oh, yeah, that shit would hurt.
Yikes.
I'd be like,
whole titty.
Yeah.
Whole titty was tender.
And, you know, the movie follows, like, the actual attack dates, too. So now, where it's March 24th, and they're investigating a lover's lane. Ramsey hears the gunshots and finds, you know, the next couple dead.
Yeah.
And this is when real light, well, it's not the real guy, but in the real story, J.D. Morales, who was, like, an infamous Texas Ranger, steps in. And, quote, this is a real, he's like, I'm not leaving till he's caught or dead. Well, that was a fucking lie.
Yeah, because he retired.
So, wait, infamous. What's he infamous for? Like,
he was one of the most famous investigators in
the country. Thought you said infamous.
Well, he was famous because he was a lone wolf. He didn't really like working with other people.
He was like the wardens where he said he'd help, but he doesn't actually do anything.
Like, in a bad way. Like, I thought he had a bad rep.
No. Well, he wasn't really a team player, but he gets there, and he's like... He takes charge of the investigation, and then he assigns Sparkplug to be his driver.
Sparkplug's my favorite.
He's such a fucking idiot. He's like a Barney Fife type character. If you guys ever watched Andy Griffith growing up, you'd know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But Barney Fife, he's kind of like the movie's Barney Fife, which is hilarious. He's like, this car only had two settings, wide open and stop.
Yep.
Yeah. And then later in the movie, the movie kind of jumps around a lot. Like, there's no really establishing shots. It's just kind of like scene, jump.
Yeah, like, jump. All you really know, like, a murder happens, and then, like, it...
And honestly, you rarely see the Phantom.
Yeah. Like, a murder will happen, it'll show you, like, the police investigation, and then it'll, like, jump forward, like, 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, we think there's a pattern, because we think he attacks, like,
every 3 weeks?
Yeah, every, like, 20-something days.
21 days, they say.
And so, like, they're trying to gear up and figure out what his next location's going to be.
Yeah. And so they start getting, like, decoys out to lover's lanes and stuff. They even put Sparkplug in the dress. They put him in drag.
Oof. And what do they do? Dress in drag and do the hula?
And they're like, you know, the dude's playing a joke on when he touches his eyes. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm just trying to play the part.
He's like, we got to look like we're fucking in here, okay?
He's like, don't touch me, broke ass.
Straight up. But then it jumps to May 3rd when Helen Reed is seen by the Phantom leaving a grocery store. And then he it's kind of like a fake out. And it's a device to make the town panic, which they actually did. And it reports in the movie, which is actually true too, that all the firearm stores were sold out because everyone went and bought guns.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah. And so then they get a report about more stuff and more murders happen, obviously, like we just talked about with the real-life case. But we get toward the end of the movie, and we'll discuss more after the plot breakdown, because it is a really interesting kind of movie. So the last murder happens because they notice he's breaking his pattern. They count 21 days, like, three times. It happens three times, and he doesn't strike.
Yeah.
So it's been, like, 4 or 5 weeks at this point. They're like, well, what the fuck's going to happen? And then he strikes again. But, then he just disappears, bro. Poof. He just fucking, end of the night. But, there's a really interesting kill in between all this where he uses a trombone.
Trombone.
Yeah, but in real life, you guys ever seen a trombone? That shit would break so fast if you tried to.
So did he do this? Did he do the trombone thing in real life?
No, that's just a dramatization.
Okay. I was like, that's kind of silly.
Yeah. It's just a dramatization.
Make it more interesting.
But I like this movie a lot. That's mainly the plot. I mean, the movie's an hour 46, so there's not too much.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's a lot of scene jumping. You know, we go to scene to scene to scene.
They also don't really give you, like, a main character.
No, we just follow everybody, pretty much.
Everybody.
I do want to mention Dawn Wells from Gilligan's Island is in this. She plays the wife who gets shot in the jaw.
Yep.
I absolutely adore her. She passed away last year. I used to watch Gilligan's Island all the time growing up, and that's one of my favorite shows. But it's nice. I didn't know she was in this. So, you know, it's nice seeing her in a horror movie.
Yeah. I liked it. I thought it was kind of like a lot of people rope it into the slasher genre.
It's really like a whodunit. Maybe you could lump it in with exploitation, but not really.
Yeah, it's not a slasher.
It's pre-slasher. It's 76. Yeah.
Like, you could say it inspired slashers.
For sure. Well, dude, so, like, the look of the Phantom. If you look at the Phantom in Part 2 Jason, it's literally the same outfit, dude.
Yeah.
Part 2 Jason.
But, like, even, like, I feel, I don't want to quote this because I don't know, but even some of the Phantom's movements remind me of Kane playing Jason. Because there's a moment where, like, he just snaps his head like Kane does when he played Jason. I'm like, interesting.
Yeah.
If I ever get the chance to talk to Kane again, I want to ask him if he took that into inspiration at all.
It's an interesting movie. But, yeah, this isn't really... I feel like the 2014 one would probably be better.
Yeah, because that's like a copycat.
As a movie.
Because the movie, it's meta, because the movie exists in that movie.
Yeah. Like, as like a movie, you can actually...
Well, you can talk about it sometime.
...be entertained by, I think it would be better.
I mean, I'm not saying this movie's boring by any means. It's a great movie. Like, it was worth the watch.
It kind of plays out kind of like a...
Like a TV drama.
Like a TV, like, reacted, like, documentary.
Yeah.
Like, they got actors to...
dramatize the scenes. Which, I mean, that's pretty much
sort of
what
like
it is.
Sort of like Forensic Files and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of.
But, like, just the ambiance of, like, you know, this dude's out there. He could kill you at any moment.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's
He's
scary.
He's standing there. Menacingly.
I do like the big-time investigator guy. He's kind of cool.
J.D. Morales.
Sparkplug is, like, a pretty decent
notable
relief.
Character.
Yeah. And then
there's a shootout at the end of the movie too, which never happened in real life, and it's like that's just for playing.
The shootout was
pretty
make
the movie
cool
exciting.
Though.
Yeah, he like outruns a train and like he barely makes it. It's
they have
cool.
to shoot
under
the train and it nicks him on his leg, so he gets away but barely.
Yeah.
Even though it sounds like by the way things are, he didn't barely get away. He definitely got.
Oh, dude, he fucking got away for sure.
Yeah.
But
ran off to Mexico.
Like even the poster for this movie, it's like fucking threatening as hell, and I love
I like
it.
It.
You got the town and the guy,
the Phantom in like the foreground.
Yeah,
it's
huge.
It's really cool.
It's like a nice painting.
It's like a sunset. Too.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
I'm gonna give this movie an 8 out of 10 just because
the title is also really
Town
cool
of the Dreaded
too.
Sundown. Yeah. It is a good name. I just think the misfortune of this actually happening, and then Charles Pierce being like, hey, this is an interesting case. Let's make a fucking movie about it.
Yeah.
That's
it probably rubbed some people the wrong way.
Oh, for sure. Because people, I mean, I don't know if there's probably kids from then, if they were like real young, probably still alive. But I think mostly everybody's dead from that time.
Yeah, because this took place like right after World War II.
I mean, 1946 is when Jenna's grandma was born. Yeah. So, I mean, she's...
So this was,
I don't know how old she is exactly.
This was 5 years after World War II, then?
This is a year after World War II ended. 1945 is when World War II ended.
Oh, I thought... Oh, I'm thinking of 41. That's when it began.
39, technically.
39. Oh.
America didn't get brought in until 41.
That's what I was thinking. Yep. See, I'm not up to date on shit like that.
Yeah, you know, you're good.
I graduated.
Forgot all everything you learned.
I forgot everything.
But yeah, man, like... This is a breath of fresh air, kind of, for the show. The movie is just really... It's nice to watch.
It's true crime-ish. It's,
And, like, dude, there's this one part you can tell the cops driving and the actions of him turning, and then they show the car doing it, and it's like he's so overacting.
Oh, I wanted to mention that green bug-looking car?
No.
That's a sweet-ass car.
Oh, right, yeah. There. I love all the cars in this movie, too. I like 1940s and 50s.
The green
cars.
One specifically. Yeah, though. That nice. One. Ooh.
The one that the dude who was dating the 17-year-old, that black coupe, that was a nice car.
Hey, he's a pedophile, but his car?
It's been a hot minute since I've seen this movie, but I know my initial watch of this movie, I really liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the idea that the Phantom's out there and no one knows who the fuck he is
it's,
what
it's,
really
it's
is
kind
the
of
driving
like a couple
force.
Years ago when they caught like the Golden State Killer, like
that was 2 years ago.
Yeah, was it Golden State or Golden Gate Killer?
Golden State.
Yeah. And he's like an old ass man now. Like all
he was a cop.
Joseph
D'Angelo.
And he like all of his crimes took place like fucking 40 years ago.
Yeah. In the '60s.
Yeah. So
crazy.
Yep.
And they sentenced him right when the pandemic hit. So like they have like the YouTube videos like where they're sentencing him and he's like wearing a mask and like the face guard and everything.
Yeah.
Because the pandemic just happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think they caught him in like 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean,
this movie's like a solid 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. The reason why I give it, like, it's entertaining and it's nice. It's not like a typical slasher or horror movie. But
it's a palate cleanser for sure.
At the same time, they don't really give us characters to follow and much of a story either. And besides the fact that, oh, the Phantom Killer and he attacks like every 21 days and like the sheriff's department and police.
This is literally like the original like Forensic Files type.
Yeah,
dramatization.
And they didn't
thing.
Have like DNA or like fingerprint technology.
Oh
back
no,
then.
No.
That shit didn't come to be till like
the '90s.
Yeah, the '90s. So like, we were fucked for a long time when it came to solving shit.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Police work back then was kind of fucked up.
That's why
police
they,
work today is fucked up.
Yeah,
still yeah.
That's why you know we're solving murders that happened like 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. Any
like,
thoughts?
Didn't last year they find out who the Zodiac Killer was?
Yeah, he's dead. Well, that was this year. They cracked the code. Yeah, the dude died like 4 years ago or something.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
They found that out?
Yeah, some ex-FBI guys. And I heard about it. I kind of fact-checked it, but I need to look into it again. But like
some
these code breakers and some ex-FBI code breakers got together and got the cipher solved. And the guy's name that was there, they looked into it and he died.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Some people are still kind of hesitant about it. Like, they don't think it was actually him.
It's Ted Cruz. We all knew this.
Wow. What was his name?
Ted Cruz, the politician.
Oh,
there was that meme in 2016.
Yeah, he's a real piece of shit.
Let's not get into that. I fucking hate him, though.
All the shit that's... we're not going to get into it, but all the shit that's going on right now with, like, Uvalde...
It's a fucking mess, dude. Yeah. I'd rather not talk about dying children right now. Let's talk about dying adults instead.
Yeah, for our entertainment.
But any other thoughts on this?
I think if I had to give it like a score, probably like a 7.
That's
I think I said
valid.
That,
yeah, you
I
did. That's
know.
Valid. You got anything else?
Not really.
All right. Well, Your dad.
Your dad.
So, I highly recommend you guys go see this if you haven't. It's an hour 46.
Yeah, it's a quick watch.
Yeah, that's why I said it's a palate cleanser. It just goes by real fast.
Yeah.
Check out the remake, too. It's actually top-tier remake.
I've yet to see the
It's
remake.
More of a reboot, too.
It sounds very interesting.
I need to check it out.
It's cool.
I like the way it sounds.
It's about a copycat, so, like, it's meta. The movie, the 76 movie, exists in the 2014 remake.
Yeah.
And it's like...
and it's a guy who's like, I'm going to do what this guy does.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
But, I think next week we're coming back with the two episodes we missed this month while I was on vacation. So we'll be doing From Beyond next week.
From Beyond.
Which is Jeffrey the Combs, reunion of the Reanimator cast and crew.
Yeah.
Pretty much,
yeah.
I'm excited because everybody pretty much came back.
Stuart Gordon, directing.
Brian
Usna.
Brian Usna worked on it,
Brian
right?
Brian Usna produced it.
Yeah. We got Jeffrey Combs.
Barbara Crampton.
Babs come back.
Yep, yeah,
Babs.
Barbara Crampton's actually like the main character of this movie.
Oh, really?
She is.
So, I'm excited. Yeah. I've heard a lot of good things about From Beyond. Never seen it, though. So
it's a really good movie.
Because, like, in Reanimator, she's just kind of there to be, like, fucked with.
The boobs.
Yeah.
She's there. She's the eye candy, and she's, like, the damsel in distress.
Yeah.
Right.
But in From Beyond, she's, like, a smart, intelligent woman.
Oh, really?
Who gets sexy. Don't get
me
wrong.
She does. She gets frisky.
But she's, like, the lead in this movie.
Nice. Yeah.
She's married to Jeffrey Combs in this movie.
I want to be married to Jeffrey
You're
Combs.
You're thinking... Castle Freak.
Is it Castle Freak? Yeah. I thought they were romantically involved.
I said what
in
I said.
Too.
Jeffrey Combs hit me up.
A little bit and From Beyond.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Well, fuck time.
But in Castle Freak, married. They're married, but their marriage is on the rocks.
Yeah.
Because he's like an alcoholic.
That's another one we'll have to do.
Yeah. Castle Freak.
For sure.
And their daughter is blind.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a motherfucker living in the walls.
So yeah, next week it's going to be From Beyond, and the week after we're going to do Peter Benchley's Creature.
Correct.
And then we got to discuss what we're going to do for the rest of June.
Sharktopus.
We do have a birthday in June.
Exactly. No, we do not.
24.
For Zach's birthday,
there's
we're doing
no...
Sharktopus.
I don't have a birthday in June.
That's too goddamn bad. Yes, you do.
Listen.
What?
We'll do Sharktopus for your birthday.
For sure. What about Sharktopus versus whatever the fuck that movie
is? Sharktopus versus Whale Wolf.
For sure, bro.
Quality filmmaking.
Whale Wolf?
Yeah.
Whale.
Oh, my God.
Quality.
Sci-fi original, baby.
Quality filmmaking, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, all right. You know, that about does it for us. You know, if you liked what you heard, we do have a Patreon through the network. We would appreciate if y'all went and joined, as low as $3 a month, and you get a bunch of exclusive content over there.
You and your dad should go subscribe.
By the way, subscribe to our new YouTube channel. I'm in the process of uploading our entire backlog over there. In the future, I'm going to start streaming over there, like with The Quarry coming out from Supermassive Games next month.
Wow. Super ass games.
Which is that new Until Dawn light game that's a 90s slasher. I'm really excited. We'll probably stream that in Evil Dead for a while until TCM comes out or something. But, and, you know, we'll do, you know, if we do cons, we'll vlog the cons and shit.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. It's just kind of our, like, shit post
virtual
area.
Virtual experience.
Yeah.
We'll do, is it called vlogging? Right?
Yeah, video.
Where, like, it's, like, very popular today.
Yes.
Maybe.
We'll just go around being a bunch of douchebags.
That's not what we're going
to
do, no.
Maybe on down the line we can do, like, collection showcases or something.
That'd be litty.
Zach's got the most impressive.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, we don't got to do, like, a full thing. We can, like, pick stuff that we really like.
This is my favorite thing.
Do a little show and tell, you know.
I like show and
tell. Zach will be like, and here is my 7-foot-tall Jason mannequin.
Correct.
He shrinks down.
He has one. I'm not lying.
Yeah,
he's like 6 feet six. So yeah.
He's like 7 feet
taller than me.
Yeah, his head almost touches the ceiling back there.
But do your homework next week. From Beyond.
Yep,
it's gonna be a good time,
dude. The
Ken
Forey's
in it too, by the way.
Yep,
I like Ken Forey.
Yeah,
Forey. He's gonna be at Days of the Dead Chicago Indie.
I hope he comes to this one because I love that man.
I'm gonna try my hardest to go. By the way, we're going to try to go to Days of the Dead Indie this year. It's July 22nd to the 24th.
I'm going specifically for Patty Mullen, a.k.a. the Frankenhooker.
Nice. I need to get those signatures from Charles Cyphers and Nancy Loomis.
I still need to see that.
Oh, it's good.
I still need to see Frank.
You'll like it.
I've kind of avoided Hennenlotter since Brain Damage.
Try not to watch
it. Basket Case?
I know of it.
But you've never seen it?
I've seen bits of it. I've seen the part where Belial goes out of the basket and he's like...
You'll like Basket Case.
Try not to watch it when Krista's around.
Isn't there a lot of like fucking in that movie?
Yeah, because Krista's going to walk in and think you're watching porn or something.
There's an uncomfortable rape scene in Basket Case.
Gross.
Yeah.
All right.
It is gross. It's gnarly.
Well,
it's just got like blood all over.
I had another thought, but I lost it. I do that a lot nowadays.
Wow.
You guys got anything else?
Nope.
Well, ladies, gentlemen, we'll be back next week with From Beyond. I hope you guys have a good week. You know, it's the first week of June. Summer is officially here, baby.
Correct.
Hope you guys have a great summer. And we'll be back next week, like I said. Stay safe, stay spooky,
and
just be nice to each other, please. There's a lot of fucked up shit going on in the world right now.
Correct.
And
your dad. The world could use a little more fucking kindness, I'll say that.
Correct.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Sayonara. See ya.